Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
I never wanted it to get to this point, but I'm starting to believe that the Big 12 needs to seriously consider reducing its league to 8 conference games. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports, and we appreciate you joining us here on the show. I never wanted to have this conversation, but it's time to start having it as a pushback to the SEC and, to a lesser extent, the Big Ten, who want nothing to do with this conference, but both did have utterly embarrassing moments this week. We're so glad that you're here on the show. I'm Pete Mundo, Heartland College Sports. Make sure you are subscribed. We have had a great month of July, and it's because of you and you sharing the show and passing it on to friends and hitting the like button and subscribing. I mean, it's been a great month. Usually we get a big tick up in August. We're hitting that in July. That's because of you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. So there's a couple of things I want to hit on this front. First off, Greg Sankey took the stage at SEC Media Days this week. Boo! Yeah, that Greg Sankey, SEC commissioner. I almost went to SEC Media Days just so I could boo the heck out of Greg Sankey and get kicked out. But my wife told me not to, you know? We're all whipped in some way. I ran that one by the boss, and she said, "You're an idiot. Put your head on the pillow and go to sleep. We got three little kids. I don't need you getting dragged out of SEC Media Days and getting arrested." Said, "Okay, fine. I'll listen to you. Just this time, though." So Greg Sankey was asked about the fact that, listen, they play 8 conference games. What are you going to do about it? The answer is nothing. He said, "We play 8 conference games while some others play 9 conference games. Never been a secret." Second, it's always correct. It's also correct that last season, all 16 members of the SEC played at least 9 games against what you would label power opponents. We had several that played 10 of their 12 games against power opponents. Some conferences have that, some don't. So now we believe in power opponents. Even that statement from Greg Sankey is said like the utter douchebag that he is. He says the SEC played at least 9 games against what you would label power opponents, meaning what? The ACC, the Big 12, and the Big 10, what you would label. So wait, are we a power 4 or are we just a power 2 that you're trying to create? You can't conveniently acknowledge there are 4 power conferences when you want to acknowledge there are 4 power conferences and then be like, "But there really isn't a power 4. There's only a power 2. There's really a power 1. You can't do that, Greg Sankey. That's ridiculous. But it's also very much par for the course and on brand for this guy. It's just who he is. So Sankey says this, and he goes on to say, "We have had several teams that played 10 of their 12 games against power opponents. Some conferences have that, some don't." Okay. All is well and good until you realize they're never going to budge. They're not. So what the Big 12 should do is drop down to 8. And what they should do is basically lock in series with the ACC. The ACC only plays 8 conference games as well. I think the ACC should play 9. I think everybody should play 9. But for whatever reason, the ACC doesn't want to do it. The Big 10 does. But remember what's going on behind the scenes. The Big 10 and the SEC want to basically create a non-con where they play each other. They want to squeeze out the ACC and the Big 12. They never want to have to play an ACC or a Big 12 school unless they basically stumble upon them in the college football playoff, in which case they'll take their chances. They have no choice. But they do not want to give any credibility on the field or respect on the field to the Big 12 of the ACC. So if the Big 12 drops down to, let's say, 8 conference games, locks in a non-con with an ACC team, you're at 9. You have one FCS, you have one group of 5, and then you leave that last one open. Maybe it's for a Big 10 or an SEC team. Put the pressure to them. Do what Joey McGuire did last week at Big 12 Media Days. Someone asked him about Brian Kelly at LSU saying that he wants to play basically a Big 10 team every year. Joey McGuire said, what about us? We'll play you. The Big 12 is right now willing to play anybody, anywhere, at any time. That was the message from Brett Yormark last week. That was the message from, you look at Big 12 coaches last week. They want this thing played on the field and determined on the field. The SEC and the Big 10 don't. They don't have any interest in that. It has right now been a great and winning couple of weeks for this league. Now, I'm not sitting here and telling you that the Big 12 is better than the SEC this year or that it's going to be better than the SEC next year. I'm not going to blow smoke and make that case. I'm just saying, for all of what college football media has done to get us to this point, there's an awakening going on right now, and we're watching it unfold and happen in real time. And it's a major breath of fresh air. And I'm loving every second of it. Now, Chief Till puts on YouTube here, the Big 12 should lock down to 8 conference games and then 3 against the ACC, Big 10, and SEC, 1 each, and then 1 against the AAC or Mountain West. Yeah, don't forget about the all-new Pac-12, too. I'd be open to that. You know, I think you need one FCS game in there. I'm fine with the 1, right? The SEC, some of those teams go with 2 because they're the big, bad SEC. I would go with 1. I'm fine with that 1 cupcake. But if you can schedule a Big 10 or SEC team every single year, you do it if you're the Big 12. Problem is right now, there's no appetite for that on the side of the Big 10 or the SEC. They don't want to give any credibility to this conference right now. So that's where we find ourselves at this point in time. Now, you look at the other big embarrassment here this week from a Big Ten perspective. And let's dive into that on Heartland College Sports. Did you see, speaking of scheduling, what Indiana did this week? Indiana made the move to bail out of an upcoming series with Virginia. And they decided to replace that game with a bunch of cupcakes. I kid you not. The Hoosiers quietly canceled their home-and-home football series with Virginia, scheduled for 2027 and 2028. Indiana will pay Virginia a $500,000 cancellation fee. So who are they scheduling instead? Maybe you think Indiana's going to go out there and they're going to schedule, I don't know, somebody from the SEC. Maybe it's even a Mississippi State or something like that. No. Nope. Indiana has elected to schedule Kennesaw State for 2027, Austin Peay for 2028, and the mighty Eastern Illinois for 2029. That's where Tony Romo went, right? That was Eastern Illinois, I believe. Someone will correct me if that's wrong. But yeah, that's what they went with. So you look at, and gosh, their head coach is such a blowhard, right? He's such a big talker. He's the kind of guy who loves to puff out his chest and brag about his program. Year one, they go 11-1 to make the playoff, the whole thing, right? They love that. And now he's bailing out of UVA. I mean, it would have been weak no matter what. But it's not like the dude had Clemson or Miami on the schedule, for crying out loud. It was Virginia. I mean, that's arguably as big of a cupcake as you can get in the Power Four. And even for Indiana, that was not good enough. They had to find the real pushovers. So you see what's happening here. When they can get away with it, the SEC and the Big Ten is completely bailing on trying to compete against the Big 12 or the ACC in any meaningful way. If they get thrown into a bowl game, so be it, right? Those are locked in. And anyway, now with the bowl games, there are so many excuses. A lot of players don't play in them, whether it's because they don't want to, they hit the portal, they're getting ready for the NFL draft, they don't want to get hurt. I mean, I love bowl season, but let's be honest, it's a shell of what it used to be. So now the only time to really have these games played with a lot of meaning on the field is in the regular season. And Indiana this week elected to bail on this game. It should not be a secret as to why. They want to have their cupcake games. They want to be 3-0 going into their 9-game conference schedule. And in the Big Ten, I mean, you look at Indiana last year. Indiana, were they a playoff team? I don't know. They got stomped on by Notre Dame, right? But they got a very good break on their schedule. And the bigger the conference gets, the more likely it is that you can find yourself in a position where if the schedule breaks just right, you've got a chance to make the playoff. And that's what happened last year for Indiana. They got some help. The schedule ended up being pretty darn easy. And Indiana ended up losing to the lone team on its regular season schedule to finish the season with a ranking. That team was Ohio State. Now, that team did win the national championship, but still, like, that was the only team that they played in the regular season that finished the year with a ranking, with a number next to its name. Indiana got a gift. They shouldn't apologize for that. They shouldn't. There's no need for them to apologize for it. They didn't necessarily do anything to get that Big Ten schedule. But when you're even softening your schedule further by canceling a home-and-home with Virginia, boy, that's a bad look. It's a bad look for Indiana. It's a bad look for the Big Ten as a whole. And frankly, it's been a bad week, I think, for the SEC and the Big Ten at large. I think they both have had losing weeks after the Big 12 had a great week last week at its Big 12 media days down in Frisco. So all that's going on right now. And then you've got the backdrop of this, which also happens to be what? The college football playoff.
First Merchants Bank has your best interest at heart. And by best interest, we mean more than just our competitive rates.
We mean flexible account options for your every need.
And mortgage experts like me to help you buy your dream home.
Don't forget our attentive commercial bankers here to help your business thrive.
At First Merchants,
we know.
Your best interest is a bank that's interested in your success. Learn more at firstmerchants.com/switch. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. Glad that you're here as always. And make sure that right now you are liking this video. You are subscribing to the show, YouTube, podcast. And we always appreciate our radio affiliates being here as well. We've got them all across the Heartland. And they are the backbone and large part of what we do. But right now, please do hit that thumbs up on the video and leave the 5-star rating and review. Please do that. We'd appreciate you. And it does help the show more than you realize. And all you got to do is hit the little button with your thumb. Subscribe. That's it. That's all we ask. Simple as that. So what about the college football playoff and the expansion? We're in a holding pattern right now. The SEC and the Big Ten want two different things, right? The SEC wants a 5+11 model. That means they want 5 automatic bids for conference champs, and then they want 11 at-larges. The Big Ten wants the auto bids. The Big Ten is the one that wants the 4-4-2-2 model. 4 auto bids for the Big Ten and the SEC, 2 for the Big 12, and 2 for the ACC. The Big 12 has come out and said, pound sand. We're not doing that. We're not playing that game. Okay? We're not going to go down that road. The Big 12 is saying, even if we're only going to get one team in this year, next year, the year after that, we do not want to admit conference inferiority. And that's important right now for the Big 12. Brett Yormark cannot sign a 4-4-2-2 deal and admit basically to his own league, to his own coaches, to his own players, that they are inferior to the SEC and the Big 10. He can't do it and he shouldn't do it. And he's smart to not sign a contract and push for a contract like that. Even if in some years And even if in the short term, it would help the Big 12 get those two guarantees in the college football playoff and allow them double the opportunity to get into the big dance. Even if there's short-term benefit, he can't sign it and he shouldn't sign it. And as far as we know right now, he won't sign it. So that's good. But you've got Greg Sankey out there saying that he talked to the Big Ten commissioner a bunch last week. He said that they spoke 4 out of 5 days last week. And that right now they have very different views about what a 16-team college football playoff should look like. So he's not coming to any kind of agreement on this anytime soon. And the other important caveat on this came last week from Brett Yormark. And Yormark basically said the notion that the SEC and the Big Ten can just decide what they want to do with the playoff come 2026, not really the case. There may need to be more buy-in from other conferences than we initially thought. The company line for a long time was those two leagues are going to get to decide what the college football playoff looks like. And that's actually not going to be the case, at least as Brett Yormark explained it last week. So Greg Sankey, and I know some Big 12 fans are pessimistic on this, saying, hey, the SEC just wants to jam as many at-large bids as they can. They want to make it as easy as possible for the committee with their 8 little conference games and their 2 FCS games and their preseason rankings, which help them when they lose a game. Everything is stacked in their favor. They think they can cram this 16-team playoff with 6, 7, dare I say 8 SEC teams. And that's what they're going to do. And I understand that pessimism. But if you're a Big 12 fan, you play the long game here. Okay, first off, nobody knows what these conferences are going to look like in the 2030s. But you play the long game here. You play the long game because you've got to believe that through recruiting, through coaching, through NIL, through all the changes coming to college football, that you can find your program in a position where it makes a playoff and it can compete on the field with the SEC and the Big Ten. Now, it's going to be tough to find a program that's going to compete year in, year out with what Ohio State has, with what Texas has built under Sark. You know, those two obviously stand out and come to mind. But the Big Ten is very top-heavy. There's a big drop-off after Team 4 or 5. And the SEC has that, you know, definitely Texas at the top. Throw Georgia and Alabama in the mix. I'll give them that. No questions asked on that front. But after that, you have strength, but you don't have superiority that you have at the very top. The Big 12 now needs to start developing that. And it doesn't happen overnight. It's going to take some time. But also, you want to talk about bias? Let me get this story to you here. This is wild. But first, I have not given any shout outs yet to where you guys are watching from. Charles says that he's got his Heartland hoodie and he's in Chicago. I love that, Charles. Thank you, buddy. We will link to the merch shop in the show notes. If you miss it, you can get the Heartland merch there. We got Tulsa in the house. Derek in Lubbock is here. Pete, been listening to you for 7 years now. I'm from Lubbock and I would listen while driving a semi. Derek, that is so awesome. Listen, we know that we have a really big audience between the website, YouTube, podcast. I mean, we're reaching more people on this platform at Heartland College Sports than I ever could have imagined when I started this thing with a laptop, you know, and me 10 years ago. But hearing that from Derek, like, hey, I'm just driving my semi, I'm doing my job, and you know, you're talking Big 12 to me on the other side. That made my night, Derek. So thank you for that, my man. I do appreciate that. I really do. Amarillo's in the house. Who else do we have here? We've got Stillwater here as well. Gainesville, Florida. Welcome in. We got Colorado. You rock Colorado. All right. Keith's out there. Good stuff. Thank you, guys. Good deal. All right. So let's get this recruiting story in. Rivals is getting backlash after dropping BYU quarterback Ryder Lyons in their latest rankings. They dropped them from a consensus five-star to a four-star prospect. The decision was especially controversial because Lions fell behind Oregon commit Bryson Beaver, who until recently was a three-star prospect and unranked in the top 100. So we talk a lot about the bias that exists right now in college football that's favoring the SEC and the Big Ten. Well, this is something that coincidentally came up on our Heartland College Sports message boards. I think it was last week, maybe over the weekend. One of our readers brought this up on the message boards where we're free there. We'd love to see you on the message boards. They're fun. Forums, message boards, whatever you call them. I'm on there every single day. They brought up the fact that the Big 12 oftentimes gets hosed on recruiting rankings. Rivals, 247 on three, they all will favor any prospect that ends up in the SEC, and there'll be usually some drawback to players who end up in the Big 12. And I admit, I didn't realize that. I'm like a top-level guy on the recruiting. I don't get in the weeds on it. I look at the rankings. They're fun. But I don't really get locked and loaded on those rankings. So when I saw that in the forums, I started doing some digging, and I'm like, holy crap, these guys are on to something here. And then I saw this story about Ryder Lyons, who had been ranked as high as number six overall, top player in the nation, one of the elite quarterbacks in the 2026 class. But after he announced his commitment to BYU, he fell to number 53 in the Rivals rankings and lost his fifth star. The same day, this Oregon commit, Bryson Beaver, who picked up an offer from Oregon, and then he committed. He was bumped to a four-star and moved up to number 44, ending up ahead of Ryder Lyons. So think about how this circle works here. How this circle works is basically prospect ranked X, prospect picks Big 12 school, prospect moves down, prospect picks SEC school, prospect moves up. Then what happens? College football media does its rankings in part by how you recruit, right? And they say, well, look at how team A out of the SEC is recruiting. Look at how team A out of the Big 12 is recruiting. They can't be close on the field, right? Look at their recruiting levels. And then if you continue to have that narrative out there and the SEC and the Big 10 refuse to play the Big 12 on the field in meaningful football games, that narrative continues to snowball. And that's how we end up in the world that we are in right now. And that's why you have an SEC and a Big Ten to tie this whole show together. That's why you have an SEC and a Big Ten that wants no part of the Big 12 today and wants no part of the ACC. They want absolutely nothing to do with either of these two conferences because they've got the deck stacked in their favor. They've got it stacked from an ESPN perspective. They've got it stacked from a recruiting perspective. They've got it stacked from a media perspective at large. And they've got it stacked from how they schedule their conference games. The SEC is only playing eight. And they can build this Power 2 brand, whether it's accurate or true or not. They can build it and they can sell it over time. And that's why they're making the moves that they're making. Hopefully this is all now coming together for you and we're helping you put together the pieces of this puzzle that are the scam that has become college football under the umbrella of the SEC, the Big Ten, ESPN, and to a lesser extent, Fox. I'm Pete Mundo. So glad that you are here. Please do make sure that you are subscribed right now to the show. Like the video before you head out. And we're so glad that you are here. Like I said, it's been a great month of July, and that is because of you. Okay? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Share it. Pass it on to a Big 12 buddy, and we will be talking to you soon. We got some great guests coming your way the next couple of weeks, so you definitely want to be subscribed and hop on those free Heartland College Sports forums. Have a great day, and go Big 12.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even. Like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.